Support for Iditapod, a production of Alaska Public Media, comes from MVFCU. Experience the MVFCU way.
Welcome to another bonus edition of the Iditapod. Right now, we're going to go to an interview with Ali Zirkle back on the trail in McGrath. It's Ben Matheson hanging around, talking to her, but also just kind of recording some of the sounds of a musher doing their chores, feeding their dogs, so you'll hear a lot of that. She likes to talk to herself and talk to other people as she's doing her chores. Ali's a great person to talk to as a reporter on the Iditarod Trail. She's very talkative, generally upbeat, and she's very smart about how to run the Iditarod. So here's Ali Zirkle, interview kind of interspersed with her dog chores. Enjoy.
This is Alan's idea of organized, Danny. He's like, all you do is just lash. Get it. Haven't used those dog jackets yet. I have used those hip boots, though.
Yep. Run some overflow?
There was open, a whole bunch of open creeks. Only after Judy Courier and Rainy Pass said, there is no open water from here to Roan, I was like, I got to put my hip boots on now that you said that. And there were five open creeks.
Oh, wow.
Kind of given, you know?
How are the dogs doing on hydration today?
Good. You know what they do a lot, which is amazing that humans can't, is they dip snow. And it's phenomenal that they actually get hydrated out of that. Like, you and I would not, and they do. But then the other thing is regularly feeding them a watery meal probably twice a day, if not. Honestly, I do one more a third time out on the trail if I have any leftover. So I think they do pretty well. Better than me. I have my two little thermoses and I'm not as diligent as they are. Thermos cheater bar. Let's see if this works.
How well was the trail set up coming in from Nikolai?
I would say some spots really well and then other spots just the wrong size. Crap. Oh, there it is. We definitely went slow a couple spots, but then we picked up. So on and off, to be honest with you, it's definitely been worse in years past, or not worse, but you know, there's been punchier trail in years past. For all the talk of there's tons of snow, it's gonna be a slog, it hasn't been that bad, but things can always be bad or worse. The only thing I'm missing is sleep. I need to sleep a little bit. I've had the opportunity and for some reason my body has been like, no, you're good. You don't need any. Which isn't true. Burn your new parka. Yay, that'll happen by the end of the race.
You thinking about Ophir or Iditarod for...
Iditarod.
Yeah.
Sure. Name of the race is Iditarod. Why not go to Iditarod? I haven't been there in a long time. 24? Long time. So... Look at that. Cheat bar works.
Yes.
I almost always 24 in Takotna, and you know, Alan and I were talking, and just kind of think we should shake it up a little. And I mean, obviously, I've got one thing a little bit wrong, so sounds like a good shake up, huh?
I was gonna ask about a little bit of diarrhea I saw.
I'm doing fine, thank you for asking. I think it's weather. I have put a few of them on metronidazole, which is Flagyl, just kind of in case. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like, they're jogging out there in, like, 30 degrees warmer than they should be, you know? They'd probably have it 0 or 10 below. As soon as I put them, give them an Imodium or put them on some metronidazole, it clears up. So I'm pretty cautious about that. No one has any bad. That's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I did see some other coos out there, though. All right, looks good, huh? Warm that up. Get a meal. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Fix it?
Yes, and I have 5 fingers on both hands.
Wow, I'm not calling you Mitch.
No, I didn't want to be Mitch.
Where is he, anyway?
Behind you, at least. Huh. Can't be very much behind
me. It's a really comfortable seat, that thing.
Was it? Breathing plush?
It's all dog jackets. I have like a million dog jackets for
put this
30
in your
above.
Before you lose it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep.
That was not outside assistance.
No, it wasn't.
That was you borrowing my knife.
I know.
Noted.
So wipe the peanut butter off before you use it next
time. Okay, they won't mind peanut butter.
All right.
Probably. Oh, baby sack. Might use that. Oh, there they are, more booties.
Oh, Lenny. I really just said hi, Anna.
He did.
Anna.
He said hi, Anna.
Lenny.
Get back.
How are you guys?
Fascinating.
Hey, there's Mandy.
Just look at all the bits and pieces.
Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi. Good. I'm making dinner for my dogs. They're not going to eat it right away, though. We're going to let it sit, simmer, like moose stew, just a little while.
That was Allie Zirkel in the checkpoint of McGrath being interviewed by KNOM Radio's Ben Matheson. Stay tuned for another full episode of The Identipod.